Good morning, everyone, and welcome to church on this fantastic, lovely spring morning. You know, the rain doesn't seem to have stopped, and for those of us that come from rural backgrounds, we always know that farmers pray for rain. But let's hope they stop praying just at this point. But driving across this morning, it was a lovely drive. It wasn't busy on the motorway and it wasn't busy on the country roads. And what struck me was how lush and green everything looked, despite the rain. And there were lambs in the field with their mothers, and driving through the little villages, I thought, yeah, think positive. The rain's created all this, part of God's wonderful open-air cathedral. And I bring warm Christian greetings from my two churches at Oakham and at Markfield. Now, return your warmth and love to those churches. And if we begin with the call to worship. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. Is the stronghold in times of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. You invite us to trust you even when we cannot trace you. We rejoice in your faithfulness and trust in you. Let us come into the house of the Lord and let us praise his holy name. And we begin with our first hymn to praise God, hymn 37 in Mission Praise, As the Deer Pants for the Water. You are my friend and you're my brother, even though you are a king. What a wonderful message that is. Though Jesus in all his majesty, we can still call him a friend and brother. We can be equal with him. Not that he comes down to us, but he raises us up to him. Wonderful, wonderful. And with that message, let us pray. Father, when we come to you, it is like walking out of darkness into light. There are so many things, so many experiences that damage and spoil our lives each day. There are so many things that prevent us being the kind of people you meant us to be. It would be so easy to come simply to be held in your healing love. Father, by your Holy Spirit, enable us to be made whole by focusing on you and allowing your praise to be the center of all that we say and do today. We ask this in the name of Christ, the one who makes all things new. Amen. Amen. Now, over Lent and the Easter period, I've been reading St. John's Gospel. It's probably my favourite of the Gospels, but I've been particularly focusing on the seven signs of Jesus in that Gospel. And the theme of the sermon today is on one of those signs, Jesus walking on the water. The other three Gospels refer to Jesus's acts as miracles. John always refers to them as signs. The word miracle doesn't appear in John's Gospel. So what's the difference? Well, when I was a student, I did a mini placement in Christian spirituality, which was a 5-day silent retreat at Lond Abbey to contemplate the Beatitudes. And when I got back, my wife said, "You never spoke for 5 days." I said, "No, it was just complete silence." And she said, "That was a miracle." But John uses the word signs. And what's a sign? We see signs everywhere, every day. Anyone know what this sign is? Give way. Give way when you're driving. Give way to traffic. Because if you don't follow the sign, you could have a crash. This one. Danger, high voltage. So if you don't take heed of that sign, you're going to get electrocuted. This sign, and there's plenty around this building, fire exit. It tells you the way to safety if a building is on fire. I've got this one right. This one. Is it? Oh, I thought it was the way to a sword fight. No, it's to a historic battlefield. This one you probably don't see very much around here, but you do if you go to Bovington. Beware of tanks. Again, pointing to the possibility of danger. And then, finally, you'll all be familiar with this sign. Okay. Now, signs are something small, but they point to something greater. Whether it's to tell you to avoid tanks, where the battlefield is. So in themselves, the signs are nothing, but they point to something greater. And that was the whole purpose of John's gospel. He uses the word signs because John, right from the very beginning, chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The whole of John's gospel points to Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. And that's why John uses signs when describing Jesus' miracles, because they point, his actions point to who he is, God himself, the Son of God, part of the Trinity, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And so we'll be looking at the sixth sign in John's Gospel, Jesus walking on the water. And what does that point to? So we'll have our notices, I think. Thank you. No, you were absorbing the theological discourse.
Absolutely. It's not always easy being a church secretary when you're involved in listening closely to somebody and then all of a sudden, oh, it's your turn now. So my apologies.
Well, it shows you were listening to me, not following the order of service.
Thank you. So good morning, everybody. A sincerely warm welcome to you all today. It's lovely to be here on this wet but beautiful morning. And if you're visiting or here for the first time, an especially warm welcome. And thank you so much for coming to Market Harborough Congregational Church to share our worship. It's good to see you. It's also very good to welcome the Reverend Dr. Rob Hunter. You haven't been with us for a few weeks, but it's great to have you with us. And thank you for making the journey all the way from Markfield, is it?
Ashby,
quite a long journey. And a welcome to Martin Warsop, our musician. Thank you, Martin. Gosh, where did the week go? This time last week, we weren't here. We were in the Jubilee Hall, weren't we? And it was such a privilege and a pleasure to host the visit from our Romanian friends. good to think of them this morning. I'm sure they'll be thinking about us also and remembering the time that we were able to share together. And it's good to think, you know, and to see and hear from them about the work that they do and that they're able to do with our support. And it's wonderful that, you know, we are able to continue to do that. So thanks be to God for that wonderful partnership and friendship, and long may it continue. And thank you to everybody for all the hard work that you put in to making the weekend so successful. The main items from the pew slip today, really, it's the first Wednesday fellowship on Wednesday afternoon. If you are planning to be there, if you could let either myself or Mary know, that would be really helpful for numbers for catering. I don't think we have a speaker booked at this point in time for Wednesday, but that's not to say we may have one by the time Wednesday comes. So it might be a surprise. On the back of the pew slip, John has added this week quite a big item about the Christian Aid Big Brekkie, which is coming up on the 11th of May. And along with that, on that Saturday morning, there will be an activity for families and children, possibly on the steps, possibly in the Jubilee Hall and the lounge as well. So I know help is needed for both those activities. So if you're able to have a word with Nikki, who's here this morning, and with Jenny, your help, I'm sure, would be greatly appreciated. I think that's really the main things to cover this week. So to move on and to say thank you again, as we do each week, for your generous offerings that you make for God's work here and through our church in Market Harborough. Your donations are gratefully received, and also the donations for our partner church in Targamores, and we ask for God's guidance to make sure that we use them wisely and for his purpose and for the greatest good that we can. Thank you. Refreshments will be served in the Jubilee Hall, so please do come and join us afterwards for a time of fellowship and conversation together. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. And our first Bible reading is the sixth sign of John, taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 16 to 21. Thank you.
When evening came, the disciples of Jesus went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading.
Okay, thank you. And we continue praising God and worshipping his Son with our next hymn, 746 in the hymn book, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." All our sins and griefs to bear. 746. We sing the words, but how often do we take things to the Lord in prayer? You know, when we have trials and tribulations, we worry too much. And it's, today's service is really all about faith. You've got to have faith. And just take everything to the Lord in prayer. And that brings us on to a second Bible reading on a similar theme. It's from Matthew chapter 14, 22 to 33.
as Rob said, on a similar theme. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. So Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, truly, you are the Son of God." We give thanks for God's word this morning.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You don't need me to tell you that we are living in a hurt and broken world at the moment. Every time you turn on the news, read the newspapers, the world is hurting. And with that, let us come to God with our prayers of intercession, our prayers for others, and pray for the hurting world. Let us pray. All-loving God, we bring our broken, unjust, and warring world to you today. We long to see your justice and peace on earth as it is in heaven. We long to see people flourishing wherever they may be. We long to see your righteousness flood our world. And we pray for all those who are in positions of power. We pray for politicians whose decisions affect so many. Give them wisdom and courage in the issues they choose to tackle. Give servant hearts to local councillors and to presidents. For those behind the scenes and to those on our screens each day, may the well-being of all be their goal. May your justice and peace reign in our world. We pray for all who wield economic power over others, from our smallest companies to the largest multinationals. May their dealings be fair to all. Fair wages, fair conditions, fair ways of making things and disposing of waste, fair to the environment. May justice and peace reign in our world. We pray for all those who use physical and emotional power over others, from our own living rooms to the world arena. We pray for women who live in fear of violence in their own homes, for children who experience abuse instead of love, for the youths of this country who live in fear of violence on the streets, for all whom war and the threat of war is a constant constant torture. We pray especially for those suffering in the wars in Israel and Gaza, Ukraine and Russia, and everywhere where there is discord and disharmony. May justice and peace reign in our world. We pray for all who use religious power to shape and control people's lives, for those who, like the Pharisees, limit and bind people rather than freeing them, those who act in their own power, blind to the healing love of Christ. Open their eyes to your spirit at work in the world. May justice and peace reign in our world. We thank you for all those who use their knowledge and power for good, for those who are willing to stand up and speak truth to power, for those who risk their own lives to help others in distress, for those who quietly come alongside the broken, abused, and the lost. Guide us in the ways of justice and courage every step of our journey. May your vision and hope for the world infect all that we do. May justice and peace reign in our world. Lord, we pray for this town of Market Harbour and this congregation, where there's such diversity, but many suffer in silence. We ask your Holy Spirit to descend and give them comfort. And may they come to know your love. We know in a world that is hurting, there are many who are hurting in this town. And we pray especially for those known to us. May justice and peace reign in our world. We ask all these prayers in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This day our daily bread, and give us our trespasses, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory, yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. My mistake, I forgot you do the modern translation here. It's my Scottish Puritanism. And we continue our praise of God and contemplating his word with our next hymn, 590, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God.